Leeds Roundtree Park, a tough, tough course, a climb of 200 metres in the middle of it, and a 2K lap, and it was a tough, tough course. And that seemed to be the story from each and every one of the Donegal athletes that came back, and some of whom are still on the way back. The big result on a weekend, which indeed they did very, very well, Pádraig McKinney, the Inishowen athlete, he won his section, beat the best that there are in the British Isles. A really, really impressive victory. He really ran away with his section. So a big, big performance from Pádraig. So well done to him in his section. He's a British and Irish Masters champion cross country. And interestingly, just give you some background to that, he got up yesterday morning at 3 a.m., got a plane out of Belfast into Leeds. He ran his race. Ran a magnificent race back to the airport. He was home last night, so there was no messing around with him. And that was just and back on the road for a 10-mile run this morning. So there you have it, a real champion indeed, Pádraig McKinney from Inishowen Athletic Club. The other male athlete from the Northwest that was involved was the Milford athlete, Anthony Doherty. He finished well. He was the second in his age category, so well done to him. And then Kay Byrne was on a winning team in her age, over 60 age group now, and really, really impressive. And two Donegal athletes in that scoring team. There was Kay Byrne, of course. She finished individually third. And behind her was Sharon Cahill, but people would know her better in Donegal as Sharon Reid, sister of Bosco, and indeed Donal Reid from the Cross Kelly Garden now. Lives in Listowel. She's a chemist. She was a chemist down there in Listowel for many years in Kerry. But she was on that scoring team. So Kay, Sharon, and another lady on that winning Irish team, beating England indeed. So well done to them. Then we had another good performance from Nolene Scanlon. She finished second individual, that is. Gemma Steele beat her, the English girl. Now, Gemma Steele was as a senior athlete, was a four-time European champion, so a really top-class athlete. And indeed, Nolan ran her down to about 15, 16 seconds. Well, really good to Nolan. That'll really do her morale and her confidence a world of good going into the National Senior Championships next weekend in Derry. So silver team medals for them. And indeed, Helen McCready from the Rosses Athletic Club, she was on that scoring team as well. So two of the three scorers for Ireland here, they were beaten by England, but two of the three scorers for the Irish team that were silver team was Helen McCready, continuing to run extremely well, and Nolene Scanlon, as I say, finishing individually second. So a big, big performance there from both girls. Then the other Donegal girl that was involved was Katrina Devine. She again had a good run. She finished third individual. Her team was third, and again, very similar to the Pádraig herself, and indeed Nolan were on a plane back out of Leeds last night and back home again. So that's the life of an athlete, particularly of those athletes that are so engrossed in the sport of athletics and have done well this weekend, but their career has been a study in and real attitude and focus and toughness, and that bore itself out very, very well in Leeds this weekend. So well done to each and every one of them. And then, Kieran, we had the race this morning at Finn Valley. About 700 entered, and there was a 5 and a 10K, of course, and it was very, very, very well received. It was a lovely calm morning, and a couple of Letterkenny boys up front in the men's 10K. Philip McHugh was the winner, and then the women's 10K, it was a case of Maria O'Monaghan from the Rosses of Athletic Club, teaches in the Gaelic School there in Letterkenny. She won the ladies, a big, big one for her and the ladies, and Leona Cook was second, and all in all, it was a very, 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 very emotional event for many people. It was an event which has attracted obviously sadness, emotion, and people getting together. And the fact that it was a good day, people were able to hang around, get a cup of tea and some refreshments, and get some photographs taken, family photographs, and friends that had joined people together to remember to remember, and that's what it was all about. And it was indeed an excellent run across in England, in the north of England, indeed, this morning as well. John Joe Doherty was in action in a 10 mile race. He ran an absolutely brilliant PB, a new Finn Valley Road 10 mile record at 50 minutes 15 for 10 miles. He's really putting in some serious training in recent months, and I'm really delighted for him that it has paid off in a big way. So well done to him. So a very, very active weekend, Kieran, and this weekend again, this day indeed, and yesterday in Leeds and so on. Now the scene is set, and I keep coming back to this over the last couple of weeks. The scene is set for Derry next Sunday, the National Senior Cross Country Championships, the really big event of the season domestically here in Ireland, at Templemore Sports Complex, underage nationals, and of course National Senior Junior Under 23 Championships. It's a busy day, and you know, the City of Derry Athletic Club have made a really, really big effort in preparation for the event. So fair play to them. This is the third time this National Senior, indeed the fourth time this National Senior has been held in Ulster, held in Finn Valley many years ago. Then, of course, it was held in Enniskillen last year on Florence Court, and then it was held in Rosapenna, where it was a great success. People remember Rosapenna was a great success. So this is the fourth time up in the northwest and up in Ulster, so or fifth time possibly. So City of Derry next Sunday, and let's see how it's going to go. I mean, underage, yes, we can expect to get something out of that, but how will Finn Valley do in the senior women's versus Leeville? That is the big battle from the point of view of at the top end of the meet next Sunday. So we'll see. Time will tell, but they will be competitive. They will be in there shooting for the number one spot as the best senior athletics cross-country team in the country women next Sunday. And then you have all those underage. And then you have, you know, Donegal athletes trying to get on Irish teams for the European Cross Country, which is now in a couple of weeks' time. So, Kieran, a busy weekend next weekend, an exciting weekend, and an event to get him really excited about, particularly as it's a local event. And then, of course, this weekend, done and dusted now. Successful event, really well put together event this morning at Finn Valley. Success for those athletes that we should be very, very proud of. In Leeds at the weekend, and of course that run from John Joe Doherty up in the north of England this morning as well.